Ken Drezen, chief operating officer of Silicon Valley-based healthcare firm Grail, says he believes the Chinese government's support of the innovation-based industries such as medicine is necessary for the success of the overall health of the economy.
Well, I think the Chinese government recognizes that there are certain industries that are going to be necessary for local success, not just for the viability of the economy, but also for the health of people and for them to have productive and enjoyable lives.
Drezen says the Chinese government has been taking the right steps to try to retool the country's healthcare sector.
In order to enable those industries, they're providing regulatory process that enables those companies to thrive. They're providing capital, making it available to new investment funds, which can then support those companies. And that directed evolution of these industries.
At the same time, Silicon Valley investor Wu Jun says while the Chinese approach to developing an innovation-based economy might be different from that of the U.S. model, the same underlying principles are still there.
China's innovative manner and talent structure is quite different from those in Silicon Valley, but their targets are consistent, as they all want to change the world and people's lives with technology. People in China are trying to tackle some practical problems with innovation for a better life. For example, the popular mobikes solve the urban traffic problem. The sharing economy made by them is quite effective, and some U.S. cities are learning from such an experience.
Ken Drezen with Grail says it's this level of enthusiasm toward innovation which has made his company take interest in the Chinese market.
There's such a massive unmet need in many different situations in China, given the scale of the country's needs, that it's a huge opportunity for U.S. companies to figure out how best to support them.
One of the hurdles affecting innovation remains a relatively immature system connected to intellectual property rights. Addressing this concern, the Chief Justice of China's Supreme People's Court, in issuing his government work report, says trials of intellectual property rights cases are going to continue here in China. Chinese courts at various levels dealt with some 147,000 IPR cases last year. Special courts have also been established to deal specifically with IPR disputes. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.